Thank you for calling XBL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hello, Sandra. My name is Roberto. I have an order number for you.
Go ahead with your order number.
All right. It is 0725-Charlie-12-Charlie.
That's 0725-Charlie-12-Charlie.
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold while I pull up that order for you. Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Yeah, it is Nathan Smith, 3725 Wolf Road, Oswego, Illinois.
Thank you for verifying information for me. Shows this is a Best Buy order. How may I assist you today?
All right, for this order, we do have a little issue. It is going to be cancel or reschedule at this point. The house was under remodeling. When we walked in, my partner was trying to explain to the customer what was going on with some of the appliances. He was the one that told us that the cooktop wasn't going to be completed because they had to have the cutout for it. So my partner was explaining the dishwasher issue because there was no plumbing and the electrical was too short, and the customer said that he wanted a hot wire. My partner was telling him that he needed an outlet. At that point, the customer got upset and started cursing. And told us, you know what, forget it, cancel the whole order. And we left. As we were walking out down the driveway, he started chasing us and started yelling like, hey, you better not leave. That's my stuff. That's my, you better leave it right here. And we just got in the truck at that point. And we were there for a good 15, 20 minutes because he stood right in front of the truck. And he wouldn't let us leave. We did call DOD to see what was going on. At that point, the DOD representative told him that we could leave it, was trying to convince him that we could leave this stuff inside the garage so we wouldn't have to go inside the house anymore. To that point, the customer got aggressive with the lady from DOD, and she was like, you know what, call the cops because he's getting crazy.
Okay, so there was an issue with the customer. You didn't deliver the items at all, or you left them in the garage?
No. We didn't leave it because he didn't want us to. I don't know what happened between him and the rep, but the DOD rep said he doesn't want anything. Call the cops because he's getting too crazy, and just leave the property.
Okay, so you just left the property and you're going to return the units to Best Buy tomorrow, correct?
Yes. I do have
okay.
The DOD number if you need it.
She gave you a breeze code for a trip charge?
She gave me a breeze code for the whole thing.
Okay. And who did you speak with at the DOD?
Yvette.
Okay. That breeze code?
263-081. 124.
Okay, that's 2630-81-124.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold and notate your account for you. We'll get an email over to Regional to let them know.
All right, thank you.
Still sending up that message for you, sir. Thank you for holding.
No problem. Will you be able to update the order and take it off the e-truck?
No, sir, I will not, because I'm not going to call the customer saying that you stated that the DOD informed you to leave and call the police. We're just going to get an email over to Regional for you. You'd have to update that. I do apologize. Or you can have your manager update it for you.
All right.
Thank you for honing for me. I had that email set up for you, and I'll get this over to Regional for you so they can get you that trip charge.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPL Logistics. You have a good evening.
You too as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.